Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip. What is it, Saturday the 10th of August? I got a load of betting info here today. Obviously, Liverpool starting off with a 4-1 last night. That signalled the end of the comp. I'm going to be honest, unless I can get away to do these, this will be the last one. It's fucking ridiculous. 40-odd entries that are fucking wrong, you're sifting through. It can't be that fucking difficult. I mean, these people, you're allowed to fucking vote in referendums, elections, you're allowed to bring kids up. I don't know how you fucking survive. I honestly do not know how people fucking survive. No wonder people don't win at fucking betting. Fuck my life, it's fucking ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. As much as people go, oh, he's having a go at us, he's calling me fucking thick. What else do I call people? It's fucking madness. Pick four teams from fucking not from the same country, one from each fucking table. It ain't that difficult. It's fucking ridiculous. Sitting here fucking trawling through going, oh, fuck me, another one. Type half it out, or I put another one in. Fucking pay attention to what you're doing. How do you get through life? How the fuck do they let people vote? Fuck me, you call people thick for voting. Oh, they shouldn't let them vote because they know what they're fucking voting for. And they have a go at you. Look, you fucking call me thick. Fuck me, you can't even pick four fucking football teams. What chance have you got of running a fucking election? Jesus fucking Christ, wind me up today, that is. Right, let's get on to some fucking horses. Horses, 115 at Redcar. Trade, Calippo. 115 at Redcar, trade, Calippo. 305 Haydock, trade, raise you. 305 Haydock, trade, raise you. 155 Haydock, each way, young fire. 155 Haydock each way, young fire. 715 Lingfield each way, Jane Victoria. That is the four horses. I've got a ton of football. Home mention in the Premier League, Watford. Watford are too big here to beat Brighton at 2.1. Watford v Brighton, 2.1. Watford is a home mention. Home mention in the Championship, Preston to beat Wigan. Quite like this one myself. Preston, Wigan. Preston 2.22, too big. Really like this one. Home mention in the League One, Rotherham 2.1. So Rotherham 2.1, League One. And a home mention, nap of the day, is Swindon against Carlisle in League Two, Swindon Carlisle 1.82. So it's Watford in the Premier League. These are all homes. Preston in the Championship. Rotherham in League One, sorry. And Swindon in League Two. My own team, of course, kick off today. And the bet for me, I think, particularly if Villa are watching that last night, the last thing that promoted teams are going to do is come out and try and go gung-ho like Norwich did. You're not going to get many points doing that, Norwich. I mean, Norwich, for me, they already looked doomed, didn't spend any money, come up trying to do it cheap. And yeah, they might have looked like they played some half-decent football. I didn't see a lot of it, but you're going to get pasted week in, week out playing like that. This is a step up, and having not invested, I think they're in trouble. I think Villa are going to frustrate Tottenham. I'm not saying Tottenham won't win, but I think Villa are going to frustrate Tottenham. I think they're going to make it hard. The over 2.5 goals is 1.65 to back 1.67 a lay. Can't have that price. Just can't have it. So for me, it is laying over 2.5 goals and then trading out for a profit in play. I think Villa are quite sound defensively. Tottenham typically slow to get going, have been for many years. So I would be laying the over of 2.5 at 1.67 with a view to dripping yourself out of that for a trade, 25-30% profit, whatever, in play. MK Dons versus Shrewsbury. Over 2.5 is 2.28, too big. So on this one, the flip side, backing over 2.5 goals, I would enter over the first sort of 15 minutes. Over 2.5 goals, back it, and then as the goals go in, remove your liability and trade. That one's a 3 o'clock kickoff, Tottenham's a 5:30 kickoff. And Charlton v Stoke, first half goal is too big, so we'll give that 20 minutes. If it is 0-0 on 20 minutes, start either drip backing over 0.5 goals or drip laying under 0.5 goals, whichever one, same bet, whichever one you're happier with, over sort of 20 to 35 minutes, and if a goal goes in, you're done. So there's quite a lot there today of action. I've added all the website competition entries. I have kicked some out, but if people want to check their entries, no use complaining because the ones I've kicked out aren't right. And I will go through the Twitter ones tomorrow and be much the same. I honestly don't know what to say. I don't know. I can't. I've got no words. I genuinely have got no words. I'm speechless. It's not like I didn't say it three or four times, write it twice. You know, I don't know what the excuses are. I just don't really want to hear them. I just don't get it. I know it's only a bit of fun and it's a meaningless competition, but the sloppiness and whatever you want to call it, I find it mind-numbing. You know, I get people giving up ultimate R, three people after a week. I get people moaning about why is there not these trades. I just don't get any of you. I fucking do not get any of you. It does my absolute fucking head in. I sit here banging away thinking, what the fuck am I doing all this for at times? On a positive note, the dog is a lot better, and thank you for all those who've wished her well. Seems to have about 20 lives, this dog. Didn't think she'd make the big operation she had in January. Still kicking on, but we think she is now officially deaf. I carry on being a dog carer for a little bit longer. She's seems to be getting better today, and hopefully that continues. Because she is good fun to have around, particularly when I'm flipping my lid over competition entries. Right, have a lovely Saturday. Blowing like a hoolie. Hope you didn't get all stuck in that travel yesterday. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with more football, more racing, probably more moaning. Who knows? Have a lovely Saturday, and I will be speaking to you in the morning.